Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio have a couple of folks from the Ramshackle Cabaret. Casting and Crew Call is coming up this Sunday, 7:30 at the Bayview Pub. Welcome to Morning Edition. Casey Orono is here. Casey is the aesthetic director, and Hillary Sealand is the stage manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the Ramshackle Cabaret is all about. It's been happening about 4 years, and it's a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, correct? How did this start, Hillary?
Well, about 4 years ago, there was a small group contingent, I guess, of folks who recognized the need for increased access to sexual and reproductive health in our community. So they all got together and tried to figure out a new and innovative way to raise money in this town. A lot of businesses are hit pretty hard by fundraising, and also a way to push out of the sort of safety zone of maybe family-friendly entertainment that is pervasive in this town. So they all got together and organized this amazing variety show that both celebrated and empowered women and also raised money for folks in our community.
So the Ramshackle Cabaret is a variety show. What kind of variety do you usually see, Casey?
In shows past, we've seen everything from comedy routines, magic acts, tap-off dance battles. We've had musical performances, juggling, skits, you name it. We've had group dance numbers and
body painting and body, black lights.
Yes.
Describe what the evening looks like. It's going to be at the Odessa Theater in February. And as the aesthetic director, what it looks like is really important to you, Casey.
Yes. This year, our theme, the name of our show is Ace in the Hole, and the theme of it will be casino culture, everything from Casablanca to Fear and Loathing and all in between. So the atmosphere, if you will, you'll step out of Sitka and enter into a world of casino culture. So it'll be exciting. It'll be colorful. It'll be feeling like you're there for some dazzling entertainment.
So there's food, there's tables, there's a whole ambiance.
Absolutely.
And for those attending, costumes are not discouraged.
Yes. We highly encourage our audience members to partake in the aesthetic and the energy of the night.
So that's coming up in February, but right now what you need is you need performers and you need crew members. What kind of crew are you looking for, Hillary?
I'm looking for stagehands. We're looking for servers and bartenders. We're looking for security folks. We're looking for people who are interested in helping with construction of sets. We're looking for artists who want to participate with painting of sets or designing of costumes. We're really just looking for folks who have a talent or a passion that they want to share and be a part of our family.
And in terms of cast performers, about how many acts are you looking at?
Each year our show is anywhere from 12 to 15 acts. It's a 2-hour show, so depending on the time of the acts. And that could be large group numbers, so it really, a number of entertainers can be a big variety there.
Now, Casey, you've done an act before. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of this show. And every year I perform, and typically I do a song, kind of a torch song for the evening. But I've also been in dance numbers and many different acts, actually, kind of a variety of stuff. So, but my main thing is singing, and that's what I look forward to most.
So thinking back over the past 4 years, any acts stick out for you? Do you really remember that made a big impression?
Oh, wow. We've had some very impressive acts, and I think we've left a major impression on our audience, anywhere from some taboo burlesque performances, some big impact group numbers. The Ocean Oasis Belly Dancers did a beautiful job last year and made a very colorful splash on the stage with flags and fans, and I think that was a very good impression. We've had such a variety. I think each individual probably takes from it something that really stuck out to them more.
So Call for Cast and Crew is on Sunday. Do folks need to have a definite act in mind already, or can you just go there Sunday night, get your feet wet, see what it might be all about?
It's very important to us that we have fresh faces and fresh minds and fresh voices as we're entering our fourth year. How do I want to say this? It can start to feel like it's sort of the same thing. And we're looking for, we want new blood. We want your face out there. We want your voice out there. And I would say for cast and crew, if you were at all interested, come to Casting Call. And we can help you brainstorm ideas or help you develop your ideas more or refine or revise your ideas. We are fully supportive of anybody and anyone who wants to participate.
We do have to mention, though, not just anybody.
Yes,
it does have
true.
To be 21 and over. Yeah. All participants need to be at least 21 years of age to be a part of this show, unfortunately. So if you're under 21, give it some time. We're going to keep the legacy rolling.
Well, it's a burlesque. So my next question was going to be, the Monthly Grind is a community talent show. How is this talent show different?
We definitely push the boundaries when it comes to entertainment. Our show is slightly taboo. There is burlesque acts. That's not primarily a burlesque show. Actually, typically we have maybe 1 to 3 burlesque acts amongst the 15 acts. So there is some skin, all within legalities. And, it's adult content, so definitely things that will take you just to the edge of your comfort zone, maybe past for some people, and definitely entertaining and yes.
So how successful has this been as a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood?
It's been really very, very successful for our community and for Planned Parenthood. We've had so much support from our community. It's been really impressive and refreshing to know that there's so much support out there for something that's outside of the box and controversial, maybe. Mm-hmm. So we're never let down by our community and attendance. It's wonderful.
Yep. So do you feel like it hasn't just been a fundraiser? You know, financial support is not the only thing that you gain from this?
Absolutely. I think a big piece of this is empowerment. We have folks up on that stage taking major risks by singing and dancing and loving their bodies and minds and talent and putting that out there for people to see. And that's scary. But I've seen so many acts come off that stage glowing. A little nervous, yes, but absolutely glowing. And the support, again, like Casey mentioned, from the community for folks who are really taking major risks is really a beautiful thing. By the end of the night, the energy in that room is overwhelming.
And I know our community definitely looks forward to this time of year where they can step out of the small town environment into another world and be entertained by something that you would see in a larger town or city. I think it's definitely an exciting thing, an exciting show to offer and to be a part of. And in fact, the reason I'm a part of this show is because I attended the very first Ramshackle Cabaret. I was seated in the very back row, squeezed in there. And I just left in awe, and I said, next year I will be on that stage. I was so inspired and like revitalized and amped. It was really awesome.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Casey Arona, Aesthetic Director for the Ramshackle Cabaret, and Hillary Sealand, the Stage Manager. Call for cast and crew for the Ramshackle Cabaret is this Sunday the 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bayview Pub.